Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. I think I want to start out just by telling everybody we're basically being blocked. We're being blocked in a lot of ways. Somebody wiped out my entire email. Very few people have replied and given me new emails, so we're having to rely on Blog Talk Radio and the others, you know, that we have, our email service, whatnot, to notify people that we're having a show. But it's the way it is, and it's going to get far, far worse as we go into this thing further and further. The 12-12-12-12 date was there for a reason. It's a pointer. And I did want to get into a few things. The Mayan end date, if you remember, on their calendar was 12-21-2012. And there was a astronomical expert who did say that there was a very strange sign in the heavens marking that. I can't remember what it was. I took a picture of it, but can't find it, as usual. It also starts winter tomorrow. But anyway, the 12-21-2012 to 12-21, which is tomorrow, 2019, is exactly 7 years later. And so I'm asking or wondering, was the 12-12-12-12-12 pointing precisely to the 12-21, which if you reverse 21 is a 12, which is coming 9 days later after the 12-12 sign. So this is all very interesting about the numbers. And the number 9 means divine completeness, completeness. And some of the New Agers out there on the web, on YouTube and whatnot, it's very interesting. They're saying that we're going to have a major plasma event starting tomorrow. Now, I have not had time, maybe Larry has, to check on the sun, but a plasma event. Anyway, they're claiming it'll form a green haze. You may remember that NOAA said there was going to be a green haze for a couple of days. And I likened it to almost the northern lights coming right down to the surface and turning the atmosphere green. But we'll just have to wait to see if anything like that occurs. If it does, you've got another warning as to how close we really could be to all kinds of events. And also remember that Islam prophecy calls for a time of smoke. They just called it a haze, smoke. They didn't say what color it was. And some Native American prophecies claim, and that's probably another plasma-type event, that the skies turn bright red for 2 or 3 days. And when you see that, all of the major earth changes have begun at that point in time. Anyway, aligning with this sort of remark or what could be going on, we don't know. President Trump, when he was speaking just the other day or today, I can't remember when it was, said that we were going to see some interesting things in the next few days or few weeks, but he didn't elaborate. Did you hear that, Larry?
Yeah, I did hear that, and that was yesterday. And it was almost like he was given a subliminal warning, if you will. It was very interesting. And by the way, I just wanted to mention that they ran some Torah codes. I think Barry Rothman did and a couple others owned that Mayan calendar end date. And the word delayed was in there. In other words, the calamity didn't come. It was delayed for a time.
Probably the 7 years would be my guess. I mean, a delay can't go on forever, or the signs don't mean anything to people. And after all, the signs are for people. The signs are for his people. So if we have this multitude of sign after sign after sign after sign, and then 20 years later something happens, the average person would say, well, the signs didn't mean anything. And I just don't think the Lord's going to allow that to happen. Anyway, we got an email from your friend. I want to no, this is from somebody else. I won't use their name because they didn't say I could use it, but I just want to mention this. Remember, we have been talking about the cosmic waves coming in, the pulses, as Mike from around the world was calling them. He said there would be one on the 10th, another one on the 16th, and then another one around 22nd, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, somewhere in there, and then some big ones would be coming in January. Anyway, we got this email. I experienced the cosmic waves of 1210 and 1216 right here at home. I'm not looking forward to experiencing a cosmic wave on 1222. I feel these waves in the extreme. Now, some people are very highly electromagnetically sensitive. And they're going to have a rough time with this. I'm not exactly sure. Larry, do you know? Is there any way you can mitigate these? I hate to use the word tinfoil hat, but I wonder if you couldn't build some sort of a thing to get under, maybe.
maybe you could build your own personal Faraday cage, you know, to get in. But I'm also pretty sensitive to those things. I can feel them. And I know that, you know, there's others that are what I call sensitive, and it affects them. I mean, it affects them bodily. Of course, we're body electric, and all this stuff is affecting people.
Yes. Yeah, and it's some people are really highly sensitive to it, and this is going to be rough for them as this Schumann resonance changes, as the waves start to come in earnest, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, I just thought it was kind of interesting, some of this stuff that's going on. And here's another one we got. Seems like everything is about to go off. Did you see Steve Quayle's special alert on volcanic activity in the Philippines and Asia? The effect on Cascadia, that's that Cascadia zone. Just want to remind you, when Sam was taken up in the spirit, this is his son, from his classroom to be brought before the Lord on the second occasion, 18 to 24 months ago, when he experienced an extreme terror of the Lord's anger against the Lord, informed him that his anger was directed against the United States of America, because he had given them extra time to repent, and they had not. Isn't that interesting, Larry?
Well, that's extremely interesting. And if people don't know, you know, they live in the Philippines. Ian Taylor is a pastor. He's from England, by the way. And
mm-hmm.
His son, Sam, is a young person, and has had many, many really either angelic visits or times before the Lord, not that he would choose, but at the Lord's choosing. And very, very interesting. I really do listen to what Sam says, and his father, Ian, sends to me, because I believe that it's more pure what Sam's receiving. And most of the stuff that Sam has said, I could verify. So we're watching closely. And by the way, the whole ring of fire and a lot of earthquake activity seems right on the verge somewhere.
Yeah, we're heading into trouble here on December 22nd. Just to remind everybody, begins the first day of Hanukkah. And remember that Jesus Christ revealed himself to the Jews, or told them who he was, on Hanukkah. And the festival of dedication then took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in Solomon's portico. That's in John 10:22. And here we have Hanukkah beginning on the 22nd. It's very, very interesting how all this is. So also, don't forget this one. 22nd, according to everything I could find out, and I went and verified it on calendars from Israel, is the 20th and the fourth day of the ninth month in 2019. And this brings you to Haggai. Consider now, from this day and upward, from the 4th and 20th day of the ninth month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree have not brought forth, from this day I will bless you. Now, this is interesting because Allenby retook Jerusalem in 2017 exactly on the 20th and the fourth day of the ninth month. So that part of it is pre-tribulational. Now we jump to verse 20, and again the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 4th and 20th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen. I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. That's kind of an ominous warning that things could break. We can't say anything's going to break loose because of delay. But I would suggest that either we're coming up on something really big, or it's going to be delayed again for at least another year, maybe two. What do you think, Larry?
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. And, you know, we, of course, are also watching the situation in Virginia. And I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a new movie out called The Reliant. It's put out by Kevin Sorbo. And I watched him on an interview about the movie, and he says this movie is absolutely a warning shot to all Americans. And it's odd, it came out just before this Virginia deal, and it says The Reliant, protect family and faith at all cost. And of course in the movie he's warning people, if you don't have a gun, how are you going to protect family and faith?
Well, of course there are an awful lot of people that don't want firearms in the house. It's stupid. But I think there are a lot of women that don't want them, and there's some women that want them, and their husbands don't. It's dumb. You got to protect yourself, particularly now. I mean, after all, home invasions are up. All kinds of things are going on. If you live out in the rural districts, by the time the cops were to get here, if they ever showed up, like happens in some of the major cities, it's not really the sheriff's fault. It's the distance they have to travel. The crime has probably already been committed. You're on your own. You're totally and completely on your own. And you need to be armed and you need to have ammunition. Go ahead, Larry. You're a police officer.
I was just going to mention that recently the sheriff over in Choctaw County, which is another county over from where I'm at, has been telling everybody to get their guns and pack them and carry them with them. And this is a sheriff telling people that, and he's warning about all the illegal immigrants and the criminals that are in the U.S. right now, which is about 22 million of them. And he says there's a lot of bad ones, and he said they're moving out from the major cities now, invading the suburbs and the rural areas. So there you are. I just tell people, do what you want to do. You know, I'll take care of me and Darnette, but do what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, you only can respond to so many calls. And although you know, a lot of people think that the police are there to actually protect you. They're more there, correct me if I'm wrong, to solve a crime after it's been committed. Is that right?
Well, you know, I've warned people for the last few years that law enforcement basically has gone to protecting the infrastructure, not the people. And I can't get it across to people, apparently, but I have firsthand knowledge of where that came from. So, yeah, and the thing is, anywhere, you know, if things begin to be overwhelmed with either cyber attacks or communications go down, you're not going to dial 911. You're not even going to reach a sheriff or police department.
Yeah, you're on your own, folks. And the same thing, and I got a notice here, somebody wrote an article about FEMA and Homeland Security. We'll get into that. We got a letter from someone. I want to answer it. Hi, guys. Thank you for your research and reporting. I appreciate it. On the other hand, Stuart, it seems that every broadcast you tell us how dense and apathetic we are regarding the U.S. march towards socialism. I honestly don't know what you mean by that. What would you suggest we do? We work hard to get good candidates into office. We write our congressmen. We phone them. We sign petitions. Some of us actually march on Washington. We post our observations on social media and try to bring these subjects up when talking to friends. What more is there? I'd love to have your suggestions. Please give us a little credit for not being brain dead. Well, in the first place, these remarks are directed at the vast majority of the people out there. They're not directed at the few and the remnant who do know what's going on. Now, as to what you can do, well, I read you that letter from Sam and Eon Taylor. What did he say? Was against the USA because he had given them extra time to repent. They had not. Repentance doesn't have anything to do, I hate to say, with writing your congressman. It doesn't have anything to do with this world at all. 2 Timothy 2:4. No man, and we can say woman, that warreth, entangleth himself or herself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. We are to be soldiers. We are to turn our back on this world. We're not supposed to have anything to do with it. I mean, this is as clear as can be, I guess, is the only way to word it. No person, we could say, that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life. This is where the Christians go way, way astray. They got both feet in the world, and they're saying they're Christians. Okay? Now, here's another verse about what can you do. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much, you bring in little. You eat, but ye have not enough. You drink, but ye are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put into bags with holes. That doesn't tell you what's coming. I don't know what does. Consider your ways. Consider the ways of the Christians today. Jesus told you to leave the matrix. All of what is going on cannot be fixed. Jesus told us he didn't come here to fix the world. That's where dominionism goes way off the ramp. We're not here to fix the world. We are here to get out of the world. That's what he commanded us to do. Here's Matthew verse 21 starting. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Now, stop right there. Who are these people? They're the frontliners. These are people who have dealt with devils and casting them out of people. These are people who have prophesied in the name of the Lord. These are people who have done many miracle works. What does he say to them? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Well, people will say, well, those people are the Baptists. Those people are the Catholics. Those people are the Lutherans. Those people are the Methodists. Those people are this. Those people are that. No, Jesus tells you exactly who they are right here. I never experientially came to know you. If you look it up, do a word study. That's the answer. There's about everybody from all denominations. It doesn't matter how many gifts you've got of the Spirit. What he's telling you is, I never personally, I, Jesus, never came to know who you are on an experiential basis. You and I never met. That's what it says. Go do a word study. Don't take my word for it. This is one of the reasons why they take Matthew and throw it back into the Old Testament. The only problem with that is John refers back to Matthew 7. Peter refers back to Matthew 7. Just about all of them do. Paul does. Well, then you got to throw the entire New Testament back into the Old Testament, and then you claim, well, it doesn't matter. It's not for us. How do you answer that millions stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, who are Christians? These people are Christians. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, you wouldn't be calling Jesus Christ Lord if you weren't a Christian. You wouldn't be prophesying in his name, and you wouldn't be casting out devils through the power of the Holy Ghost. You wouldn't be doing any miracle works. And yet he says, I don't know who you are. I have no idea who you are. Get away from me. Okay? So what is he saying? You're in a matrix. You're in a prison house. The prison house is locked. You're born into it. You live in it. You die in it. Jesus came with the key for you to escape. If you don't take that key, you're lost forever. Now, he warned everybody. He warned everybody in Matthew 7 about these wolves that were going to come along in sheep's clothing. Well, who were they? Christian preachers, teachers, and evangelists. And they would lie to the people. They would develop a false salvation gospel. It would be a lookalike. It would look like it was real all the way to the core. But if you examined it closely, you'd find out it was an utter deception. That's what Peter warned about. Peter warned about it in Peter. Read it. You better heed it as well as read it. So anyway, that is what we are to do. Not wire our congressman, because it's not going to do you a bit of good. It never has. It never will. These people are at the behest of the rich men of the earth, exactly as Bible prophecy says they are. They could care less what you believe, what you think, or how many wires you wire to Washington. They're not beholden to you. They don't care about you. In fact, a good share of them would love to get rid of you totally, completely. Read Psalm 2. Psalm 2 is a foundational prophecy of the entire end times. Everything else dovetails back into Psalm 2. Jeremiah, Daniel, Isaiah, Revelation, the prophecies in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all hinge on the latter day part of Psalm 2. That's the foundation of it. The kings of the earth, the rulers, get together against the Lord, against the anointed, and say, let us cast their bands from us. That's what they're doing, folks. That's what you're watching in Washington. You're not going to fix Washington. As Larry has often said, if it's broke at the top, you can't fix it. Well, it is broke at the very top, and you can't fix it. I don't care if Donald Trump is an angel. If he didn't have the hand of the Lord on him, he'd be dead already. You can't fix it. You can't fix deep state because deep state has entrenched itself in our in just about every endeavor. And they're all going to go to hell. That's the only wonderful thing you could say. If they're not going to repent, and they won't because the Bible says they won't, we would have healed America, but she will not be healed. We would have healed America, but she will not be healed. She won't. Jesus said to Jerusalem, I would that you would come under my wings like a mother hen does to her chicks. You would not. So now you have to be destroyed. America, I would have spread my wings and brought you under my protection. You would not. We have to be destroyed. It's that simple. It's very hard, but it's that simple. People shouldn't be worried about what's going on in Washington. They should be worried about whether Jesus Christ is going to say to them, I never knew you. It doesn't matter whether you think you know Jesus Christ. That has nothing to do with it. It matters whether Jesus Christ knows you. That's what matters. Anyway, enough of that kind of a rant. What do you got, Larry, on this latest Bible code? Well, we did some of it on the last show, but what's cooking now?
Well, I've got one from Rothman and then also one from Glazerson that's very interesting. The Rothman one I'll run over real quick again. On December the 18th, Barry Rothman run a new code. It's called America Fallen, and Joint Chief of Staff Chairman General Milley and Aliens. And so the words that come out, it winds up, and he actually did an extra matrix, and I'll read that in a minute, but there's 12 wordings in the matrix, and there's your number 12 again, Stuart. And yeah, it's 12, and it's number 1, America the Fallen, number 2, Wall, number 3,
Can
the
I interrupt?
Skies.
Can I interrupt? America
yeah.
the Fallen. Where are those earthquakes happening out there in California?
Yeah.
Somebody sent me something. I don't know if I can find it right away.
I think that was Peter Seiler, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. Yes.
Yeah,
here's
about
what he says.
Fall City? Fall City, Washington?
Yeah, Fall
earthquake?
City. Yeah, Fall City. Isn't that strange? You have America Fallen, and we have all these earthquakes triangulating around Fall City. Babylon, the great city, is fallen. Oh, well. It's the way it works. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, America the Fallen, Wall, number 3, the skies, number 4, aliens, number 5, the Fallen, number 6, Millie, number 7, UFO, number 8, national, number 9, emergency, number 10, impeachment, number 11, war, number 12, army. And basically what, Rothman wrote, he said, go ahead.
I was just wondering how Barry interprets that.
Well, from what I read on the Matrix commentary, I'll read this about his uncle here. It'll kind of link in. He said, my deceased uncle, Eugene Rothman, before he died, told me, Barry, he said that the USA and USSR and other certain specific nations were working with UFO remnants, remains, to back engineer their technology. And so he said all this would be linked in the future. And he also ran a second matrix, Stuart, that's on there now, and it's got 4 in it, and it's a very short one. It says, number 1, Mark Milley. Number 2, to hybridize. Number 3, UFO. Number 4, general. And he links that in saying that, do you remember when General Milley gave an address, and he addressed little green men and hybrid
yes.
armies.
Yes.
And so basically, Stuart, what Barry seems to be saying is the fact that, and matter of fact, he says he has a special message for General Milley, and he hasn't released all his information yet, but this seems to indicate that at a point in American history, General Milley is going to be very, I guess you could say, important, and it shows in the time of General Milley and Trump, and you have America the Fallen and the Fallen and UFOs, and it reminds me, remember those old 1950s and 60s black and white science sci-fi movies that were always saying, watch the skies, look at the skies,
yes.
you know. It's, you know, reminds you, matter of fact, Barry's really concerned about an arrival. He's almost as much concerned about it now as Deo.
Yeah, I would expect to see their arrival any day, any night. No. This is all part of that strong delusion. If you go into Thessalonians, even him, whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all lying signs and wonders to damn, I'm paraphrasing, basically all of humanity that rejected Jesus Christ. So this is an arrival of UFOs. Now, you and I have done some research when I was working on Project Red Star about Mars and Tithonia City. We found ancient stuff like step pyramids, old walls that had kind of broken down, very modern technology like a Tesla power station, etc., etc., etc. We also found two UFOs in plain sight sitting on a ramp. Very, very easy to see on in the video that I did, Project Red Star, and it's on Angelfall 923. I think it's posted there for free if anybody wants to watch it. And remember, when we were doing that, you were also having your situation on Mars. And I think the moon, the dark side of the moon, and Mars are going to be used as staging points for backwards engineered UFOs and also probably coming out of Antarctica. And as Red Elk and others have suggested, the long walkers will be breaking forth from underground, and they're probably using all kinds of hybrids. I remember some time ago that I read somebody claimed he was an insider. How do you vet this stuff? But he said that they were even working with giant insects down below, spiders and that sort of thing that were, you know, huge, like 8-9 feet across, kind of like The Mist, the movie The Mist, where the military opened up Stargate.
Yeah,
go ahead,
remember
Larry.
The movie Starship Troopers, the bug?
Yes. And we have had a number of people claim, and again, maybe they're just pulling everybody's leg, but I'm wondering about that, because the Martian gravity is so low that, you know, insects could grow to a major size and probably would even have to survive. But all of this and Starship Troopers was Nazi to the core. And what Starship Troopers showed in that movie, and I advise people to go get it, it's very rough. It's a horrible movie from that point of view. It's all Nazi. And what they portrayed in there with the men and women and Starship Trooper is what they're starting to do now in our primary military services. We're headed for hell, people. I'm telling you. I'm warning you. I can only tell you the truth of what the Lord has shown me and has warned me. I wrote a thing about it on the latest blog I did called The Impeachment. And Donald Trump said, they're not after me. They're after you. They're after the American people. This is a communist insurgency. They're about to take over because the American people sat back and twiddled their thumbs. If 50% of the people of America, if you want to believe the polls, have watched the impeachment proceedings, have listened to some of the experts, and they still want Trump impeached. They're idiots. And they deserve what they're going to get. This is not political. It really doesn't have anything to do with politics. It has to do with a new world order and a United Nations communist takeover. That's what all of this is about. And we need to get into this thing, Larry. Well, here's something that I got from InfoWars. Now I'll take it with a, I don't know if it's right or not. Red alert. Deep state announces plans to remove Pence after Trump conviction and install Pelosi. Now, you might say, well, that's ridiculous. Now, here's something from Mike Adams, and he's pretty sharp. Do you believe me now? Democrats actively rolling out scheme to remove Vice President Mike Pence so they can install Nancy Pelosi, then Hillary Clinton as president. The criminal coup is here. Now, got to remember what the Bible says about America Babylon, ruler against ruler, violence in the land, and then our enemies come in and they destroy us all, including deep state. Deep state thinks they're going to win this thing. Deep state's going to be dancing in glee in the blood and the guts of the Christians. I got news for them. Jesus Christ is going to be dancing in their blood and guts forever in eternal hellfire. And how do I know that? They'd probably just laugh and say that that's just a joke. The Lord took me down there and showed me some of that. It's real. Nobody wants to go there. If what I was shown, which is a minor, minuscule part, there isn't a soul on this planet that wouldn't be on their bellies screaming for mercy. And that's where these people are going. They're sick, they're perverted, and they're satanic to the core. Remember what the Bible tells you about Satan. He is a murderer and a liar from the very beginning. He's behind this. The dupes here are the rich men. And it's too bad that it's coming this way. And people say, well, I don't think our National Guard would do anything, and I don't think our military would turn against us. You better guess again, folks. You better guess again. They've already figured they'll lose about a third of the military and maybe more of the National Guard. They don't care. They don't care at all. I think when you're talking about this Milley thing and hybrids, makes you wonder, doesn't it, if there's a secret army underground. What do you think?
Well, we do know, Stuart, that if you remember some of what Deo said and others, and even Red Elk, he said we have military, and even Quayle was talking about some of the generals telling him that they're fighting these things underground and have been for the last 10 years and setting off nukes to block their way from coming to the surface. But remember, Red Elk said that they're going to surface, and he knows three or four different places they're actually. And he used what he called seeing, you know.
Yes.
And he called it seeing. Huh?
Remote viewing, really.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, no. You know, there are people that can be shown things in the spirit. That's seeing also. Remember, Ido is a Greek word that means seeing. And that's being shown something and seeing it. And, you know, it's a supernatural vision. It doesn't have to be a cult, you know. But anyway, what's interesting, too, you were talking about recently, you're exactly right. Trump was giving signs and words. He says, they're coming after you. They're not coming after me. He says, I'm just in the way. And what's so interesting, Stuart, remember all the old prophetic visions that there was only going to be 44 houses in Washington?
Yes.
Only 44 presidents. The 44th was the last. Well, guess what? Something changed with the star signs, and we had a 45th president arrive that was never supposed to have been here, and it was a divine act. And I know people hate. There's so many out there that hate Trump. I hate to even mention it. you know, but, you know, I can't help whether, you know, no, Trump didn't, I mean, Trump didn't come here as the leader of the church or anything. He came as what he was, and he's fulfilling a Cyrus position. But I know, I can't, you know, if people don't want to believe it, they don't want to believe it.
Well, of course he is. He's done a lot for Israel. I think that's his primary job. His other primary job appears to be what the Lord said, I'm going to reveal everything that's wrong, and then the American people don't have any excuse, whatever. I don't know. It's just too bad to watch. Here's another one, CNN exclusive. Whistleblower says U.S. airports becoming unsafe as TSA relaxes security measures in favor of speeding up lines. Folks, TSA never caught anybody. That's the whole problem. TSA is an excuse to slap around the American people and see just how much they'll take before they run into a problem. Well, TSA has proven that the American people will take just about anything. And I think it was Bill Clinton a long time ago said that he thought the American people were ready to be delivered over. And that was some time ago. Unfortunately, I think he was right. The vast majority of people in America are ready to be delivered over to Satan. And not that they aren't already in one form, but I'm talking about the governmental form right here on planet Earth. It's just too bad. There's so much evil going on in the planet now. Everywhere you look, corruption, everywhere you look. And there's nothing anybody can do about it, really, at this point. What else you got?
Well, I was going to share with you real quick, Rabbi Glazerson. You know, he's in Israel. He's got a new Torah code that's really, really interesting. I'd like your comments. He's got, matter of fact, probably one of the largest ones he's ever seen. It's got 15 wordings in the matrix. And he titled it Johnston, Trump, Cyrus, Messiah in the Torah codes. He actually did it December the 18th, I believe it was. Anyway, let me read them off to you because it's very interesting because it ties in this new guy, Boris Johnson, and it gives us a time frame. It gives us a date of 5780 and what may be coming. And as you said, Trump not only is the foot in the door to stop the New World Order shutting the door on God's people early, and, you know, once he's out of the way, we're in trouble. But, you know, you said also that this had, you know, Trump was important to Israel. So let me read this 15 real quick. Number one, Boris. Number two, Johnson. Number three, British. Number four, English. Number five, son of Jesse. Number six, Cyrus. Number seven, the head. Number eight, Edom. Number nine, will be elected. Number 10, Messiah. Number 11, Trump. Number 12, redemption. Number 13, with repentance. Number 14, 5780. That's the year, by the way. Number 15, the Messiah again. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like Israel's about to go into Jacob's trouble and repent. Evidently, it takes that much for people to actually figure out, gee, maybe I should repent. Maybe what we've been doing isn't right. I mean, Israel is loaded with corruption right now, and on just about all sides, just like America is, just like most of the world is, and all prophesied, folks. But yeah, that sounds like Trump's not done with his job yet. So if he isn't, they're not going to get rid of him at all. And, of course, the Lord puts these leaders into place to do his bidding. They don't know that. Like it even says about Cyrus, you don't know me, but I know you. And this is what I want you to do. So Trump's in that category. He may not know. I'm not convinced he's a Christian at all. But it really doesn't matter what he believes or what he thinks. He's going to do what the Lord tells him to do. And if he doesn't, the Lord will simply remove him, and away we go, like you just said. If Trump leaves, that's the last. That's the foot in the door to prevent the door from closing. And if he goes out, and frankly, he could go out anytime, I think we are in a world of hurt right now, because this is the time for a false flag. This is the time to really shake everything up. And we don't know whether this coming week is going to really be bad or not. If not, it could easily go into 2020 or 2021. I don't see how it can go much further than that, simply because the signs are all aligning for something to happen very quickly. And we're getting those kind of prophecies from a lot of different areas, from people who are being spoken to by the Lord, or at least claim that that's what they're being spoken to by the Lord. And I don't know. What's your take? Do you think we're close, or are we a ways off yet?
Well, as you've said, you know, it appears that even from the Torah codes that America's about to go down. What could be, and it's just a, kind of a feeling that I've been watching, is the fact that Trump was put into place in America. You know, if you're going to go down as a nation, why not go down with somebody that might do what the Lord says during the process? You know, maybe
yes.
Not. Now, you mentioned you didn't know whether he was a Christian. Well, remember, if he's a Cyrus figure, it don't really matter whether he's a Christian. Who cares?
That's right.
You know,
yep,
King Cyrus wasn't a Jew. He didn't follow the Torah, read the Torah, do any of the feasts. He didn't do any of that stuff, and he didn't try to be. But he did do what God told him to do. And
yes.
So you don't have to be a Christian to do what God says sometimes. Matter of fact,
he was also very benevolent.
Yeah.
Cyrus was.
Yeah.
And he was not religious. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. This is going to get fascinating, is to see what the Lord, how he's going to work these last part of these things and put them together.
Well,
I
know
a lot of people don't think we're at the last days, but folks, we are at the very last of the last days.
Something,
yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Something that's really interesting is they're wanting rid of a certain, you know, the New World Order wants completely rid of Netanyahu, Trump, Boris Johnson. And what's so odd, I've heard over the last couple of days that they're after Boris Johnson, and he has come out now and said that he's going after George Soros. So there's something in the wind. There's something really happening, you know, that we're not privy of, because all we can do is have a circus in America every day.
Well, you had I don't know if I remember if it was a vision or a word from the Lord about George Soros being taken down. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was just a quick word of the Spirit that told me that George Soros was going to fall. Now, what fall, I don't know how to interpret fall. I don't know whether it's a physical situation, an economic situation, a military situation. You know, there's a lot of ways a guy could be taken out, if you will, and fall.
Yes.
We don't know how to interpret that, but I know he's going to fall. And if you got to remember, if you've kept up with a lot of the data, everything that's happening to America and Israel and England, all of our sufferings is brought on with money from George Soros.
Yes, and it's allowed, of course.
Yeah.
This is all part of the Lord's judgments against people for basically apostasy, as I said at the very beginning. Repentance, that's the only way out. There is no other way out. Here's another headline that you all need to listen to carefully. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, is warning that the electric grid is now the prime target of terrorists, and says Americans need to be prepared for a power outage for up to 6 months. The report says that the people no longer keep enough essentials within their homes, reducing their ability to sustain themselves during an extended, prolonged outage. This is an article, a new report from the President's National Infrastructure Advisory Council, published by Department of Homeland Security. The government is urging the public to prepare for up to 6 months without any electricity, no transportation, no fuel, no money, and no health care. DHS is warning that the electric grid is now the prime target of terrorists. Well, we have a whole bunch of internal terrorists who could take down the grid anytime. Now, remember, it used to be like 3 days. Then it went to kind of 3 weeks. Now, they're actually coming out and telling people, you better be prepared for 6 months. Now, you don't have to spend a fortune on these freeze-dried foods and all that stuff. You can very easily prepare and not spend that kind of money. The biggest problem most people are going to have is water. So you're going to have to find a water source from which you can draw water and then purify it through either these. You can buy these, I don't know what they call them, straws. They have these big straws that will purify thousands of gallons of water, so it's safe to drink. There are all kinds of strainers and filters and whatnot that you can buy relatively inexpensively. I think a water straw, I think you can buy them at Walmart.
You can get them at Walmart,
Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Amazon. Yeah, and it'll save your life, folks. Without water, you don't last for very long. So water is the biggest concern. If you're in the north and you got snow on the ground, you can melt the snow and strain that through straws. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can survive. Canned goods, go to these sales, pick up canned goods. They keep for virtually forever. But we are right at the verge. And why now, Larry? Why are they putting this report out from Homeland Security now?
Well, Stuart, I look at it kind of, it never came out except under Trump. Because of the fact, remember, all the other presidents, including Obama, they were really calling preppers and people that put storage away to keep your family safe as terrorists, and they were issuing executive orders to go seize all the stuff that you might put back to keep your family safe. Only Trump really has allowed some of the truth to begin to leak out what trouble we're really in, and I find it interesting that it's all during this time frame of Trump that any truth's coming out at all.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, we've known for some time that 3 months of food not going to really help you much, 6 months. You can't prepare for everything. There's no way. You'd have to have a big barn, and then all the neighbors are going to come steal it anyway. So, I know, so... It's the report is titled "Surviving a Catastrophic Power Outage," warns an attack would likely come with little or no notice and could cause complete chaos for at least half a year, long duration, lasting several weeks to months, at least 2 months, but more likely 6 months or more, and that's because they cannot get the transformers back in operation. So you're going to have no power due to the physical destruction of equipment such as transformers, transmission lines, severity of the event resulting in limited workforce to repair any damages, inability to create or transport replacement parts. So they're really starting to get honest with people. If you had a major earthquake, for example, in the center of the nation, it would destroy the entire nation. If Yellowstone were to go off in full force or even partial full force, it would destroy the nation. If the California crop-producing areas were to drop off into the ocean, we'd be in starvation very, very soon.
And Stuart, if you've still got Ian Taylor's email, click onto that link if you've got it in front of you that he sent.
Okay, wait just a minute. No, I don't have it in front of me.
you mentioned earthquakes and volcanoes. This is a link. This is a quail alert that he's linked there that you might want to read some of that.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, it's
did
the one.
Did that come from you?
Yeah, it was from me. It was Ian Taylor.
Oh.
It. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you all right, but I don't find it.
Well, you just read it a minute ago.
well, I just took that, but I read it from, I copied it over to a Word document.
Oh.
That doesn't have the link.
Okay.
So, wait a minute. Maybe I can copy it over. Anyway, keep going. What did he have to say?
Basically, it's about the Cascades and California and Yellowstone and the magma movement that we're being warned about so much, that some of this stuff, they're concerned about the later end of this month activity popping up.
Well, you know, that would go along with some of the other prophecies about, you know, maybe we're not going to have a normal Christmas. We could have a huge earthquake in a place not known for earthquakes, too, that could be right here in the middle of the country. Could be on the West Coast, could be on the East Coast. Remember Pet Goat 2? Well, on Pet Goat 2, they got a picture of Obama with his little weird hat on, and on his cheek there is a ring of fire eclipse. And just by that ring of fire is Jupiter. It just so happens that on the 26th we have the ring of fire eclipse, and immediately thereafter, Jupiter eclipses the sun.
Huh.
And in Pet Goat 2, there's a guy that's an expert. I don't know whether he is or isn't, because I understand where they're coming from. But he claims that Hawaii will, which is, by the way, now having a lot bigger, stronger earthquakes than before. I don't know if you could call it a swarm yet, but it appears to be that it's building to one, that Hawaii, part of Hawaii would fall into the ocean and create a tsunami that would come in and take out the West Coast, and then they would either trigger a tsunami on the East Coast. Well, can you imagine the confusion and the bedlam if both coasts were hit in a situation like that?
Wow.
I mean, I don't think the American people have any clue that any of this is coming, and it is, unfortunately. The Bible says, as a snare shall it come upon the whole earth. As Larry knows, and anybody that's hunted knows, if you lay down a snare, the victim walks into it without even knowing there's a snare there, and when a snare snaps, it's instantaneous, and you're caught. And this is really the meaning of what Jesus said when he talked about a snare. Final words, Larry.
Yeah, I'm just going to mention, and we'll talk about it on another show, Egypt is sending tanks and armor to Libya. They're going to fight over the oil there. And Turkey's trying to invade the Mediterranean all the way into Libya. And this is getting bad over there. But we don't know because we're not being told.
Yeah, that's the problem. But war could break out tomorrow morning. That's the problem. An EMP can take place at any time. And if you're out traveling around, I don't think I was listening to Mike Adams. He said, this is not the time to be out traveling around if you don't have
Stuart,
to.
And
it's only
and
a must.
By the way, I'm just going to mention, Kim in North Korea says he has a Christmas gift for America.
Well, yeah, and I wonder what that could be. With the prophecies about Kim shooting off a couple of missiles and nuking a couple of our cities. Oh, boy. Well, we knew this was coming, I guess. We just, you know, I always thought this would all happen much sooner than it has. But the Lord is full of mercy. He's full of compassion. He's screaming at the human race, wake up, wake up, wake up. They don't appear to want to. They don't want to repent either. So, any final word?
Oh, just keep that seatbelt named Jesus buckled.
Yeah, I tell you what. And if you don't have to travel, don't. We're coming up on some very critical times. And anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. Take care. Lift up your heads, because your redemption definitely is drawing nigh at hand. And we're almost there. Anyway, good night, folks.